Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show.
There's a good hunk of radio segment that we just left on the film floor. We talked about breaking down this Wrigley Field game, and none of our listeners got to hear all the funny stuff
we're talking about. We'll get back to that. You still think we leave our best segments during the breaks, right?
Absolutely.
All right. I want to bring in a guy who knows an awful lot about great talk radio, and he was also one of the best reporters and writers that's covered Big Ten football in 30-some years that I've been around here, and that is Bruce Hooley, formerly of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, now with WBNS Radio in Columbus and a host of The Big Show with Chris Spielman and Kirk Herbstreit. How you doing, Bruce?
Good, Jack. Great to be on with you guys in Lansing.
Hey, want to talk a little bit about this year's Buckeyes, not just the basketball team, extremely impressive the other night, but there's a little football game today in Iowa City.
Yeah, and you know the oddity of the football game is, Jack, I mean, this is a game that obviously was circled on the Ohio State schedule as far back as last year when Iowa and Ohio State played an overtime game in Columbus to decide the Rose Bowl representative. And we knew pretty much we'd have two veteran teams. We knew this game would have title implications. And then we get to the game, and we really don't have any idea what to expect because Iowa is a team that, as you guys saw when they played Michigan State, can play great. As we've seen the last 2 weeks, they can be uninspired and flat. And Ohio State, you know, they got a senior team. They got over 500 starts on that football team. They go into their game last week against Penn State at home, first time in a couple of weeks at home, coming off an off week, Big Ten title implications, and they're completely and totally flat. So even their head coach, Jim Tressel, says he doesn't know what to expect out of this team. So it's a game we've known is going to be big, but it's still somewhat of a mystery game.
Bruce, I want to get this is Tom. I want to get a gauge on the Ohio State fan. If you could give us a perspective on that, and the reason I say that because last year in Ann Arbor, when I was in my section three, there was Ohio State fans all over the place, and they were so.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, I know. It's Michigan fans' fault for selling their tickets off. It's one of those pet peeves of mine. But it seemed to me that Jim Tressel just can't please everybody. They're talking about how conservative that he is, and this. I mean, he's 9-1. This year and everything. I mean, with all those seniors, I'm sure they had national title expectations, and that's a long shot. I mean, what's the pulse on that on the likeness of Jim Tressel right now for the Ohio State fan base?
Well, I think the majority of the people are appreciative of the fact that he dominates Michigan and that his record is outstanding. He's averaged 10 wins a year since coming there, 10 years ago. But ask me in 6.5 hours, because it is definitely a what have you done for me lately thing. And you're right, they did have national title aspirations this year, and why wouldn't they? They won the Rose Bowl last year. They returned the bulk of their starters. They get Cameron Hayward coming back for his senior year. They got a junior quarterback who was MVP of the Rose Bowl, a guy who's got 30 career starts under his belt. And they started the preseason ranked number 2 in the polls, and they got an easy schedule. So I think those are all things that pointed to realistic national championship hopes. And it wasn't so much that they lost at Wisconsin, but they went up there and lost without much of a fight. You fall behind 21-0. Mm-hmm. You get into the game then 21-18, and you give up 10 points down the stretch. And I think people have begun to wonder, if the football team has taken on part of Coach Tressel's personality, which is even keeled, which is very calm, which is not to panic in the face of adversity, and all good traits. But I think sometimes, as well as I do, when a guy is successful for a long, long time at a place, people start to quibble with aspects of that success rather than just appreciating it for what it is. And that's the bar Jim Tressel set for himself by winning his national championship in his second season.
Bruce Hooley, our guest, and he is the host of The Big Show, let's say The Zookeeper, with Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Spielman in Columbus. You talked about Cameron Hayward returning for a senior season. Talk recently that Terrell Pryor will also be back next season. Number one, do you believe it? Number two, are you surprised?
I guess I do believe it. I'm not surprised, but I will tell you, I think he's making the wrong decision. And please hear me. I don't think the kid is an NFL quarterback, but I don't think he's an NFL quarterback next year. Mm-hmm. And I think the worst thing that he can do is subject himself to the scrutiny of the Senior Bowl and the other All-Star circuits, where coaches will tear him apart with his many flaws from a technical standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint. And I think his best chance of maximizing his career in the NFL is to go on like the private workout circuit, which he could do after his junior season,
right,
and wow somebody with his athleticism and get one team to fall in love with him, because he's not going to get 32 to fall in love with him.
Only takes one.
Yeah, and I think the guy's like marriage, isn't it, Jack? Yeah, it's, you know, it's like I think he is probably never going to be more than a second-round pick at best, and I think that's a stretch. So I would say if you're going to come out this year, you might go in a fourth round, you might go in the third round, but the money difference between second and third, if you go a year early, is not going to be significant at all. If you're going to ever get into the first round, it's worth waiting. But I don't think he's ever going to get into the first round, and I would caution him that it's not a good thing to go to the Senior Bowl and have them tear you apart, because James Laurinaitis and Malcolm Jenkins and Alex Boone and a lot of Buckeyes have stayed for their senior year, and I'll go back even as far as Joey Galloway, and they all would have been higher picks had they come out after their junior season rather than their senior year.
Bruce, I want you to go back to when Terrell Pryor came in, because I remember all the hype when he came in, and then all the expectation level. If you could assess his progression, because I was telling Jack early in the year, what the season that Cam Newton is having this year was exactly what I envisioned Terrell Pryor to have by this stage of his career.
Yeah, you and all those obnoxious Ohio State fans sitting with you in Michigan Stadium. I mean, his legacy, he said the other day when he announced he wanted to come back that he wants to leave a legacy at Ohio State. His legacy right now is unfulfilled expectations. I mean, if the kid had been 2 inches shorter and 20 pounds lighter coming out of Gannett, PA, he would have been a 3-star recruit. But everybody got wowed by his size and the fact that he was a wonderful athlete playing at a small school, and they forecast too much success for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just is, he's made a lot of progress this year. I mean, he's been a much better throwing quarterback this year than he was as a sophomore, but he doesn't have an elite quarterback coach. Typically, their motif on offense is they struggle on the offensive line for the first 2 months of the season. And next year they play, here's the schedule, fellas, they play at Miami. This is in a 6-week stretch, at Miami, at Illinois, back home against somebody that they can beat, and then they play Wisconsin, I think it is, at Nebraska. So it's really tough. I mean, they got a lot of tough road games. Their road schedule in the Big Ten is at Purdue, at Michigan, at Nebraska, at Illinois. Those are all losable games.
Sure.
And you know as well as I do, if you mix in a trip to the whatever they call it, Sun Life Stadium now, at Miami, losses fall on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And he's not winning the Heisman Trophy next year. Just forget it. He thinks he might, but he's not winning the Heisman Trophy next year. And I think seniors who come back, they better come back with not just with their bodies, but with their heads. And I think if things start to go south for them next year, it could really be an ugly year.
Bruce Hooley, the host of The Big Show on WBNS Radio in Columbus, formerly with the Cleveland Plain Dealer, our guest. We saw Wisconsin put 83 points on the board last week, Bruce. Would you guess now that with all the tiebreakers, it's very likely that we could get into a situation that the higher ranking in the BCS standings would determine the Rose Bowl, and that even Jim Tressel might try to score a couple touchdowns that he wouldn't otherwise do?
It wouldn't surprise me, because I think he's done that a couple times this year against some of their outmanned opponents. I do not think Wisconsin ran it up against Indiana. I think if you have your backups in the game, you got to let them play football.
Four stringers.
Yeah, so I don't have an issue with the 83 points against Indiana. I don't think it's going to make much difference. I think he could score 200 points against somebody. Where he needed to score points was October the 16th in Madison.
Right.
You know, they can score 200 against anybody, but they're going to be 13 points behind Wisconsin for the rest of time. So I don't think they're getting past the Badgers unless Michigan does Ohio State a huge favor today.
I want to talk a little bit about Michigan, Ohio State, and Tom, I want you to chime in here too. But this rivalry, not anything close to what it used to be. Ohio State fans rooting for Michigan at this point because they want to have something that is meaningful the last game of the season?
Well, they're rooting for them today because they need them to beat Wisconsin. But no, they revel in Michigan's problems. And you're right, Jack. I mean, this has not been a rivalry since my partner Chris Spielman stopped playing in 1987. That was the end of the Earl Bruce era, which ended, 5-4 Ohio State over that 9-year term. ever since then, Michigan dominated John Cooper 10-2-1, and Jim Tressel has dominated Michigan. I think he's 8-1 against Michigan. So a rivalry to me is one that you go into it and you don't know who's going to win every year, and we haven't had that in the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry for quite some time. I think the Ohio State fans that I talk to, though, on a daily basis would be very nervous, very, 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 very nervous if Jim Harbaugh were hired at Michigan, because they have a great respect for what Harbaugh has done at Stanford, and they know that he would come in there and he would absolutely poke the bear and he would do a great job at Michigan. So if that happens, Ohio State fans will probably know that their days of dominating Michigan are over.
You know, I've heard that from a number of times. And Bruce, when I went and watched Jim Harbaugh's team last week on television, you know, they're so hard-nosed. I mean, it is literally a throwback to some of those 80s teams that Michigan had. And I can understand why they'd be concerned because, you know, it's, you know, he's at a nerd school and he's winning. I call it Stanford a nerd school. You're winning at whether you got high academic needs and expectations out there, and yet he's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, he's taken a program that was 1-11 before he got there. It was clearly the, as you say, the nerd, and he's turned him into the bully of the Pac-10, and he would do the same thing in the Big Ten. I mean, he wouldn't win the way – he wouldn't run the same offense as Rich Rodriguez, but I think they'd be prolific on offense the way they are at Stanford. I think it'd be a throwback to old-time Big Ten Bo Schembechler football. And we had Jim on our show this year earlier, and he was it was like he was auditioning for the job. I mean, he was quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson. He was throwing bouquets to Bo and Woody and all that. And, I mean, I would just love to have this guy. And I like Rich Rodriguez. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I love Rich Rodriguez. I think Rich is fine. He's been always been very good to me. Comes on our show two or three times a year. I like Rich. I got no issues with Rich. But, you know, we all know it's a bottom-line business.
Yep.
And if Rich does not continue to be the coach at Michigan – then, well, they couldn't do any better than Jim Harbaugh. They would absolutely be a fantastic home run out of the park hire.
Bruce, before we let you go, we have to talk a little bit about Buckeye basketball. And anytime you beat a number 10 team in their place by 18 points this early in the season, that opens some eyes. Obviously, Jared Sullinger going to be receiving all kinds of publicity the rest of the year. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about what makes him special? And is there a chance that we could have a couple of Big Ten teams back in the Final Four?
Boy, it sure looks like it right now, doesn't it? I mean, Ohio State is as good as I've ever seen him at this stage of the season. And Jared Sullinger, what makes him special, it's a long list. Great hands, great anticipation for where the ball is going to come off the rim. He just has a knack for knowing where to be. His derriere is gigantic, and he knows how to use it, so he's always got good position on people. He doesn't get discouraged. He'll get his shots blocked, but he just keeps coming right at you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a fantastic demeanor. I call him Big Smiley because he's always got a smile on his face, and he loves to play the game. His two brothers played in the NCAA tournament, one at Kent State, one at Ohio State, J.J. Sullinger. And he's tremendous, but I'll tell you what, the under-the-radar guy at Ohio State is Aaron Kraft, the point guard, and
mm-hmm.
he is what's really made this team have the potential to go a long way. Aaron Kraft came out of a small high school in Ohio. People wondered, could he shoot the ball? Could he handle the ball? He went down to Florida and handled a Billy Donovan, Rick Pitino-type press and turned it over only twice, and one was because of somebody else's bad pass that happened to hit his hand before it went out of bounds. Aaron Kraft is a big-time point guard, and he is what's going to make Ohio State a team that could go from a Sweet 16 team a year ago to a Final Four team this year. They obviously lost a great player in Evan Turner, but they're going to be a better team this year without Evan Turner.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun to watch Big Ten basketball all winter, and the Buckeyes are going to be right there at the end. Bruce, enjoy the rest of this college football season, and look forward to talking to you again maybe before the bowl games.
Hey, have you heard, are they going to put like a pylon in the middle of the field at Wrigley today, and if you intercept a pass, you have to like run around the pylon and run back to the safe end zone?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. You know, the Bears played there for several decades. Did they have the field turned the other way? How come this was never an issue when Gale Sayers was running around?
They did have the field turned the other way. And, I mean, it's just unfortunate, Jack, that they scheduled this game on Wednesday and the Big Ten didn't have time to get out there and, you know, check the field. Because I think up until Wednesday this was going to be at Northwestern, right? I mean, I that's the only explanation I can think of is that they moved it to Wrigley at the last minute. Because, I mean, I remember – hearing stories about it being played there a year ago, but obviously that memo didn't cross Mr. Delaney's desk, and they couldn't get anybody out there in time. So that's what I advocate is, let's put a pylon right in the middle of the field, and if you intercept, you got to run down there to the maypole, and then the defense will run around the maypole, and they'll chase you to the other end zone so we don't get anybody hurt in a game of football.
You know, this is like playing tackle football in the front yard where the sidewalk is the goal line.
Yeah. This is like a one on a half court basketball game where you got to take it back. You know, you got to take it back now. I mean, what a joke! This is somebody's head ought to roll at the Big Ten over this. I mean, this is an absolute joke, and it's so hilarious to me that game day is there and the biggest. I mean, fellas, this is a conference that has given us Steve Yoder, Randy Ayers. Naming itself the Big Ten when it has 11 teams, and this, I would tell you, is the biggest embarrassment this league has ever suffered.
Bruce Hooley, our guest, he is the host of The Big Show on WBNS Radio. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
All right. We'll be back with much more. 393-3700, 393-3700. Coming up, we're going to have those tickets to give away for Purdue, Michigan State. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.